5, please. Item number 5, please.
Item number 5 from the Milwaukee County Treasurer, requesting authorization to execute a 2-year extension of the state contract participation agreement with U.S. Bank, allowing Milwaukee County to continue to piggyback onto the state banking services contract until the new state banking request for proposals is complete. On May 15th, 2014, this item was laid over to the call of the chair.
Interim Treasurer Rex Queen, good morning.
Good morning, Chairman, Supervisors. This was a layover from the last meeting, and I'm asking for approval to extend our banking contract for general banking services for the County of Milwaukee to extend the contract out to the end of July, or actually the end of June of 2016. The state of Wisconsin is preparing paperwork to extend their contract. They just haven't decided the length of their contract. And I've been assured by our relationship manager at U.S. Bank that the fees we have in place right now would not increase during that process.
Supervisor Jersey.
Move adoption.
Supervisor Jersey moves to adopt item number resolution for item number 5. Any comments, questions? Supervisor Lipscomb.
So the same question from previous meeting about what is actually in front of us. So is the state contract actually been at the time at last when we last discussed it, it was still pending, and so it was not in front of us. Yet we were being asked to approve it. So what is the current status of that, and what is actually in front of us? The state contract or the original or the contract we had previously on our own, which is if I understand it correctly, is the master services agreement.
And the contract that is before us is, I believe that I had forwarded a copy of the state contract along with the resolution to amend it to an extended 2 years. I do have our representative from U.S. Bank here to answer any questions if you need something in more detail.
Supervisor Jersey, would you like the representative from U.S. Bank to come forward and to Lipscomb?
Yeah, whoever can answer it. If you remember this, we did not have the contract in front of us, but we were being asked to approve it, and that was why we laid it over, because the contract that was in the file is the other contract. It wasn't the state contract. It was the contract that we were already a party to prior to signing on to the state contract. So I just want to know what we're being asked to sign on to and what the terms are. But seems unnecessarily confusing.
Would you identify yourself, please?
Teresa McBride from U.S. Bank. I'm the relationship manager that handles the relationship that Milwaukee County has with U.S. Bank. And the contract that the county participates under is the state of Wisconsin contract. And that is what had been submitted, I believe. It's a copy of the current contract that the state of Wisconsin has with U.S. Bank. And there is a document that is called the participation agreement that was signed by Milwaukee County, I believe in 2009. Mm-hmm. And that is participating under the state of Wisconsin contract. So that hasn't changed today. That is what the county is under. And right now, the state and U.S. Bank are finalizing the documentation to actually extend the same contract that we currently have for an additional 4 years. The pricing, the terms of the contract have not changed in general. There have been some changes to the pricing, which is going to be lower than what the county is currently paying and the state is currently paying. So it's going to reduce the cost. And that is, we should have an amendment signed. The attorneys on both sides are looking at that, and it should be signed within the next few days for an additional 4 years. And that is what the county would continue to participate under. So there are no changes.
Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So So the new contract is going to lower some fees.
Mm-hmm.
But none of that is... Everything that's before us tells us why we got into this originally, which was that there were some savings, previous savings. But the details about the new agreement, where would I see that?
That information, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, that information was not known to us at the time we filed the resolution to extend the contract. We found out from Ms. McBride that as a bonus, that was going to happen.
We did not know at the time either. When I informed Mr. Queen about the amendment, at that point we were still negotiating with the state the terms of the new pricing. So that was not known. So you don't have it in front of you, but what I assured him of is that the prices were not going to go up and probably would go down, which is what is happening. I would be happy to...
Am I the only one that's uncomfortable by this? I don't understand. I mean, it's the same... It seems like a relatively simple extension, and yet we're being asked to approve something that's not even presented. We're just...
It's not codified
taking it on
paper.
Faith.
That we don't... That we can't see, so...
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, I do believe that I supplied an actual copy of the state contract. It's about a one-inch thick paper.
Yes.
I think Mr. Supervisor Lipscomb asked for the information, and I believe that my secretary forwarded that information. If not, I'll be happy to do it again.
But that would be the old state contract, because we're being told that the new one is still not available.
It's the same contract. We're just amending it to extend it for 4 years.
But the fees are some fees are going
down.
Down,
correct.
Reportedly.
We have not provided that because it has not been the amendment to extend the contract, the legal document to amend the contract for 4 more years has not been completed.
And Ms. McBride, when would that contract be available for our review?
We should have a copy within the next few days. We're just waiting for the state to come back to us. The attorneys were looking at this. Given that the contract expires as of June 30th, the state has already told us that they are moving forward to extend that, so verbally, but we still have to need the document, obviously.
Yes,
so
we do need
it. And I can send that to you as soon as it's available. I would assume that it's not going to be more than a few days.
Okay.
Thanks. Within the next week, I should be able to send you a copy of that.
Thank you. Supervisor Lipscomb, any other comments? Thank you. Supervisor Mayo and Supervisor Jersey.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And is this the, Mr. Chair, is the master service agreement, is this the contract we are talking about?
No, we're talking about the state of Wisconsin contract. The master services
this
agreement.
Is that fine, right?
Yes.
Okay. The master service agreement is not...
The master services agreement that you're referring to is the copy, the contract between U.S. Bank and the county in terms of the signatures, who's authorized to sign,
okay,
et cetera. But
wrong item. Okay. Let's go back to here. Reason why, Mr. Chairman, what we can do, we can move approval. Y'all got new ways to move adopt. But if this contract extension, without all the right verbiage, not in front of us, we can lay it over at the committee, because this seems like it's not a very, to me, it's important. But again, they seem like we just supposed to approve stuff without knowing the details. And the U.S. Bank, madam, do not approve stuff that they don't have the details also. So I don't think this body right now should be moving items that we don't know about prices going down or going up. Unless you can tell me another corporation will approve a contract without them knowing exactly what's in it, something is wrong.
I totally understand what you're saying, and obviously there is a verbal here from U.S. Bank saying that the pricing is not going up. But I understand it, and I just want to explain behind it why there has been a delay. It has not been on our side. It really has been on the state side, because they were in the process of looking to do an RFP, and that was delayed. They decided not to do it, and unfortunately, the state waited until the last minute to ask us for a renewal of the contract. So it is because of that you don't have the information, not because we are delaying it, but it was because the state couldn't decide on what they were going to do. And now, of course, the expiration is June 30th, so they are scrambling to get it done as soon as possible. But it was no delay on our part. It was no delay on the county's part. It was really something that unfortunately happened due to, I don't know what the reasons are on the state side, but it happened, so.
I would think that information is going to be forthcoming from
yes.
you with respect to this matter. Supervisor Mayo,
yes. Yes, I just want to make sure that, what do you call adoption? We do have adoption here. That if the information is not here, I'm going to move for layover. So, and it's not, like you said, it's not the county's fault. But this, I'm for myself. I'm not going to vote for stuff that I don't see. And I'm not going to be accountable for that. Because if something backfired, they're going to say, you voted for it.
I understand. The problem, I think the issue is really that the contract expires as of June 30th. And the next...
Again, ma'am, you said it was not the county's fault.
No. It wasn't U.S. Bank's fault either.
No, I'm just saying, I'm worried about the county.
Right.
And I know the treasurer, he's in between it. You got to come through the body. And we need the information.
Sure, I understand.
So unless you can tell me another corporation will do it, I'd be happy to move on then.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Jersey.
You know, it's interesting to me. The state is delaying this. It's U.S. Bank isn't at fault here. It's the state delaying it. I recall a former chairman of this committee being prosecuted for that kind of activity, but I'm not going to go there right now. I think the layover is before the wrong body. When we get to the full board meeting, maybe then we can entertain that. But let's remember where we are. We have an acting treasurer who's going to have a difficult time if we don't have an extension. Maybe the better question here is, can Milwaukee County terminate this agreement before the 2 years?
You can terminate it at any time.
There you have it. So if we can terminate it when we get the information on the terms, and we're getting a verbal, I'm actually willing to act on that verbal because I don't think U.S. Bank is a bad actor here. The state is delaying things. I've already made my interesting comment. But since we can terminate it, we have an acting treasurer. We're not going to have a new treasurer until after November, and then there's going to be some transition time. Why do we want to create a problem on this? So I'm willing to pass this. We can get more information for Supervisor Mayo or any other board member, including Supervisor Lipscomb, at that time. But we can get out of this anytime we want, folks. And under a acting treasurer, why would we want to create problems for his office? So I'm certainly willing to vote on this today, knowing we can get out of this anytime we want. We're not being tied in. There's no penalties here. Mm-hmm. So let's be reasonable and use some common sense. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Jersey, do you move to adopt?
Well, I've already moved that, I think.
Okay. Thank you. Supervisor Mayo.
I'm talking to you, Mr. Chairman. But as the esteemed colleague of mine just paid attention to me, I didn't say nothing about layover. I said if we don't get the information on board day, I will move for layover. I said we should move ahead for this right now. Oh. And my young lady over there even nodded because she understood what I said. So thank you, Mr. Chair.
My deep apologies to my esteemed colleague, Supervisor Mayo. I wasn't entirely clear on that. Thank you for correcting me.
We have a motion.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. Can we just clarify that the former chair of the board was charged? He was found not guilty.
He was prosecuted.
He was also found not guilty. He was not convicted.
But let's be clear on that.
He was not convicted.
It's just interesting that under the Walker administration, we had something going.
We have a motion to adopt. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas?
Motion is for adoption.
Correct.
Thank you. Aye.
Mayo?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Romo West?
Aye.
Jurcik?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
No.
Bowen?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Romo West, aye, no.
7 ayes, 2 noes. The motion to recommend item number 5 for adoption prevails.
Item number 6, please. Thank you.